Vayu Kaisora Meir Shana Vesram Shana Sheva Shanim Shnecha Yesor. The Gemara of the Basra that from Chesam et al says Vayu Kaisora. It says a pasuk, Yidei Hashem Yemesimimim. Hashem knows the days of those that are Tomim, complete. Venachlosam Lo'ilam Tihir. Kishem Shehem Tamimim, just like Tzadikim are Tamim, complete Kashnoisim Tamimim, their years are also Tamim. So Shmuel Rozovsky explains this medrash. Kishem Shehem Tamimim, Kashnoisim Tamimim. He says that most of the world, what do they spend their days on? Havel Havolim, things that have no lasting value. So their days, they just get lost, as they. Tzadikim, they know how to be master of their time. The Torah and mitzvahs, so Hashem sees them, he sees the days, and the days appear in front of Hashem. So the emphasis is that this is a grah, maybe a grah. On the pasuk later on, when it says, Avram, Zokin by Yomim, Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoil. Avram Zokin Bo by Yomim, Hashem Berachas Avram Bakoil. So state in Medrash, Yesh Zikainim, She'einim Boim by Yomim. There are zekeinim that are not boim by yomim. V'yesh boim by yomim, she'einim zekeinim. By Avraham Avinu it says both. By Avraham Avinu it says, V'Avraham, he was a zokein, bo by yomim. So the Gro explains my reading. There's a Zohar HaKadosh that says, you know, we speak about making the most of our time and utilizing time and not wasting time, that's fine. But the Gra says the days are to Metzias. A day is a Metzias. And L'Achamei V'Esrim Shana, if a person utilizes time properly, those days come in front of Hashem and they show themselves off. Look, take a look at what we are. Look, we're full of Torah, we're full of mitzvahs, we're full of good to constructive Zach. Me'idach Gisa, if a fellow wasted his time, then those days are embarrassed to come in front of Hashem. So Zokta Medrash, Yesh Zekeinim, but they're not Boim Bayam. There are Zekeinim that live in old age, a ripe old age, but their days do not come with them. They're embarrassed to come in front of Hashem. Yesh Boim Bayam, Lehepa, there's those that talk of their days come, but they didn't live a long life. By Avraham Avinu, it said, he was a Zokain and he was a Bo Bayam. It was both of those things together. So Yodei Hashem Yimei Tamimim, Hashem recognizes the days of the Tamimim because they come in front of Hashem. And we know that our days come in front of Hashem. It gives us a totally different perspective of how we should be filling our days. Chofetz Chaim used to say, Mi ha'isha Chofetz Chaim oyhev yomim. He likes days. And as he realizes days are in Metzias, and he realizes that they're going to appear in front of Hashem, oyhev yomim, he likes those days, he's master of the days. Leroy is type to see that they're filled with good. So I might have mentioned it already in the past, but it shows you how the Chofetz Chaim viewed time. Number one, Chofetz Chaim used to make a cheshbon nefesh with himself in his attic. So he once overheard the Chofetz Chaim making a cheshbon of his man. What did I do from this time to that time? What did I do on that day? And for one day, he couldn't figure out what he did in a meshach of 10 minutes. And he started crying, and he started berating himself, battling that you are. How could you let 10 minutes go by without knowing what you did then? First of all, somebody's able to give a cheshbon of every time. It's pella. But chances are, I'd be willing to bet that those 10 minutes he utilized properly. I'd be willing to bet. He didn't have a cheshbon for it, and he berated himself for it. Batlam that you are. You let 10 minutes go by. That's one mice with the Chofetz Chaim. A second mice with the Chofetz Chaim, when Rav Naftali Trupp was already very, very sick, and the Talmidim were very tzibrochen, and the Talmidim in Raden. So a couple of Bachram went around to take donations from Bachram of time. They should donate time to the Rosh Hashiva. So this one donated a week, this one donated a month, this one donated azay, mamish, and they were piling up donations. So one of these bachram came to the Chofetz Chaim and he asked him for a donation. Chofetz Chaim was thinking. He was very uncomfortable. What's there to think about Chofetz Chaim?
one that's the biggest oyev chesed, he should be thinking, he should be hesitant, what's the pshat? And finally, the Chofetz Chaim said, I donate 1 minute. Baruch was like, I'm shocked. He wrote it down. Then he went over to one of the mashpiyim in the yeshiva and he told him, I don't understand, you know, everybody's giving a week, 2 weeks, a month. And Chofetz Chaim thinking and thinking, and he parts with a minute, like, what's the pshat? So he says, fool, why don't you understand? To the Chofetz Chaim, a minute it accomplishes what people don't accomplish in weeks. To him, every minute is concentrated, and every minute is nitzchiyazdik. So to part with a minute is a major donation, he said, the Chofetz Chaim. That's the Oyev Yomim. The Machshiv of the day is Oyev Yomim Lirais Tov. Vayovei Avraham Yispoid L'Sorah V'Liv Kaisa. Avraham Avinu came to be Masvid Sorah and to cry over her. So the Noid of Yehuda asks a question. L'chayra, the word Sorah over here, Yispoid L'Sorah V'Liv Kaisa, the word Sorah is extra. We're talking about Sorah. Vatoma Sorah and she was Niftara, right? And then it says, "Vayavei Avram l'spoid l'sorav l'v kaisa." We're talking about Sarah. I should have said, "Vayavei Avram l'soiv dov l'v kaisa." Why does it have to stick in Sarah again? He says the Gevaldik Pshat. He says the other maspidim that were maspid Sarah says, "Oh, she was such a loyal eishes chaver, eishes chayim yimtza." Avram Avinu Grad, that was the hesped he said on it. Eishes chayim yimtza, yeah. But they were talking about Eishes Chover, Kechover, Mamash. But Avraham Avinu wasn't satisfied with that. That's teaching her up only as my assistant. But her Atzmi was Be'etzem Alts herself, she was a Choshever person. That's right, L'spoil L'sara V'Liv Kaisa. Not only that she was the Ezer Kenegdai, that's also true. But besides being the Ezer Kenegdai, she was Choshev in her own right. That's L'spoil L'sara V'Liv Kaisa. I was thinking a little bit different. Nobody else was able to shatza from Sora. Is to be maspid someone, you have to be on that madrega. Sora was a giant. She went through the most of the Asara and the Syrians together with Avraham Avinu. She was Moshe Nefesh, she was Kaddish. She was greater in the Vur than Avraham Avinu. Greater in the Vur than Avraham Avinu. So they couldn't be maspid. What they could mention was Chitzayni Yizdike things. Chitzayni Yizdike. That she was nice, she was pleasant, she was Lufi there Asagas. There was only one person that was able to be masked with her Be'etzem. That's L'spoid L'sara V'Liv Kaisa, and that was Avraham Avinu. He was the only one that understood her essence to be masked with L'spoid L'sara V'Liv Kaisa. I once read that when the Panevish Rav was Nifter, the Maspidim, one after the other got up. Panevish Rav was Mamish, the biggest Ilui in Europe. Mamish, he was Yaduah as a Yosha Kuler, and Mamish and Ilui Nifle, and he gave it all up. You know, after World War II, he gave it up to build Torah, to travel around the world. He gave it all up. So Chaim Shmulevitz got up. He was a Maspid, and he says, Moshe Lamad Dover Daimon, to a Melech that had gold, and they praised him for silver. They didn't praise him what he really was. He says, the Panevish Rav was literally like the Shah Gazaria. In other words, it's true he gave up, but don't, you know, minimize that with everything. He was a goyin ha-goyinim ha-goyinim. And he learned afterwards also tremendously. You know, saying that he gave everything up is mashna, that after the war he was like totally, chas v'shalom, he was a goyin ha-goyinim amish. You know, so to be master, you have to be able to say the essence of that person. Avraham Avinu paid for the Maris HaMachpelah Arba Meir Shekel Kesev Oiver LaSeicher. Why did Avraham Avinu have to pay with coins? Oiver LaSeicher, the Torah stresses Oiver LaSeicher. So Yonison Aipshah says a very nice shot, and Teferis Yonison says the halacha is that you're not allowed to give silver to a guy. Because you have to be choishish. He's going to use it for his avodah zarah or whatever. But if you give coins, then there is no chash, because the chayish will melt down the coins and ruin it. You know, that fight we're not chayish. But straight bars of silver, you're not allowed to give. That's why Avraham Avinu over here was makbid bedafke to give kesef over lasoicher, that which is used as coins, because he was chayish that they're going to melt it for everybody who does.
And the best ones.
What?
And the best ones.
Yeah, and
so
the best
ones. So you really don't want to melt them.
Right.
It's extra value to the coin itself.
Yeah. Now, we have the whole parsha of the shidduch that Avraham Avinu took Eliezer, and he made him swear, you're not going to take from my son, so the Meshech Chachmi asks a question, why didn't Avraham Avinu tell Yitzchak? Should have commanded him, make sure not to take from the Bnei Saknani. He said it to Eliezer, but to Yitzchak he didn't command it. She says, from here is a raya to the sheet of the Maharik. The Ramon Yoridea Simin Reishimim Sivchov Hei brings down that a son is not mechuyev to listen to his father when it comes to Shidduchim. So let's say a son doesn't want to marry a certain girl. The father says, I want you to marry, you're not mechuyev to listen. Or lehepach, if a son bedavka wants to marry a certain girl and the father's against it, he's not mechuyev to listen. So the Me'el B'Torah a tzivui of kibud av v'em to the son, it doesn't apply. Agav, you see, that it's a seichel de gezach. Don't command your kids things that you can't, you know, you can't enforce. There's nothing binding them to it. You might suggest, you might be meramez, you might, you know. But Avraham Avinu Bedavki did not tell it tzivui to Yitzchak, because B'Torah's kibud av, he's not mechuyev to listen. Those are the Meshech Chachmi. However, the Meshech Chachmi asks a question of a lechayr. You find later on that Yitzchak told Yankiv, "Leisik achishim b'mnei saknani." Right? So Yitzchak did tell that to Yankiv. So what's the pshat? He says very nicely. He says because over there, when he commanded him not to take b'mnei saknani, it was together with a bracha. V'yitim lechaz birchas Avram. It came together with the bracha that Hashem should give you the land as Eretz Megurecha, Ashenosna Lekim LaAvram. By Avram and Hashem promised Avram the land, he says, V'nosati L'chol Zarach Acharecha as Eretz Kenan, V'yishi L'hem Le'Lekim. The Gemara says in the Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Amud Beis, that l'chol zaracha, when your children are miyuchas after you, don't marry a Canaanis that she's going to lead the children astray. So over there, the Meshech Chachma learns that when Yitzchak told Yaakov that it wasn't b'teres tzivul kibud av v'em, he was telling him a t'nai in the bracha. If you want to be zeichet to the bracha of getting Eretz Yisrael, to inherit the bracha that Hashem gave Avram, but over there Hashem made it t'nai. Right, Hashem made it t'nai, l'chol zaracha, your children are miyuchas, and if you marry a Kanani or a woman, this is before Matan Torah, but if you marry a woman that's going to lead your children astray, which Chash was with the Kanani, so then that's going to hold back the bracha. Again, you see, afterwards, it says that after Yitzchak commanded Yaakov on that, it says, Vayar Esav, ki berach Yitzchak es Yankiv, v'shilach oisei padena Aram, this is in Gracious Chavchesva, Lokachas Lang Sham Isha, Biborachai Oisai. So Meshech Chachma learns, he saw that he commanded that the bracha is chal only then. So then he went out to try and find a different wife. But again, you see that it was a t'nai in the bracha. It wasn't Stam B'Torah Tzivui, nor was Biborachai Oisai. The Pasuk says that Eliezer, when he came to Padan Aram, V'hoya ha-naira, the naira that I see, and I'm going to ask her for water. V'omra shesei, v'gam malecha ashke. That is the one that Hashem chose to be the wife of my master Yitzchak. The Gemara in the Sechtes Chulin Daf Nun Hei and Aleph says, Kol nachash, she'enu ki Eliezer Evan Avram, ain't I nachash. This sounds like it was like a shtickle. Nachash was like a similar double. Whichever, you know, girl, you know, I tell her to, and she comes up and she does it, that'll be a simon that Hashem looks like a Nachash. Any Nachash was not like the one like Eliezer Evan Avram is not considered a Nachash. Now, what's the pshat? Because there was a seichel to it. It wasn't stam, you know, like a black cat passing by his bad luck or a woman. Nein, there was a seichel to this over here. He sees the Indian of chesed in her, so that shows that she's meant for Yitzchak. So Hagoyin of Meir Rubman, Zekatzadik Lavrach, he asks a question, how from a chesed alone did Eliezer see that this was meant for Yitzchak. And chesed is one aspect of a person. But it has to be, to be a wife for Yitzchak, she has to be a shleima. She has to be a balas emuna. She has to have the midah v'anava. She has to have all kinds of midahs. This is one aspect of it. You don't see Bein Adam Lamakim from over here. You see there's a yin of chesed over here. So what is the pshat? How can he base it all on this? From the Gemara's mashma, there was a seichel behind this simon that he asked for himself. What was the seichel advarim? So he answers, I'll be the Mishnah novice, Perik Beis Mishnah Tes. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, Tzu'u u'ru'u ezihi derech toiva sheyidbak bohod. Go out and find the derech which is good, a person should attach himself to. So Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Ayin toiva. Rabbi Yeshua said, Chover toiva. Rabbi Yossi said, Shochen toiva. Shimon said, Haroya is Hanoilit. Rav Elazar ben Aruch said, Lev Toif. So Amalem, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, Roya ani is Divrei Rav Elazar ben Aruch, midivreichem, shebichal dvorav divreichem. That his Lev Toif, that includes everything. It's all inclusive. So the Rav over there learns Pshat, because the Lev is what makes everything else move. The same way in the human heart pumps blood to all the Eivarim, it keeps all the Eivarim alive. The lave is the source from which all of the pulas in a person, they're rooted in that and they emanate from that. That's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Rayan is Dibri Rulaz ben Aruch Medibri Chem, because a lave taiv is what motivates everything else, right? It motivates Bein Adam Lamakim as well. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, when the lave is calm, when the lave is happy, when the lave works properly, so everything in the person, you know, he's in a good mood always, and he likes people, and people like him, he's b'menucha, that is really the aside of everything. So Mimelo Esther shot over here, Eliezer Eben Avram, someone that's a balas chesed, and has a lave type, that's really all inclusive of everything else. And that's how he saw that that's going to lead to other things. But it wasn't just that. If it would be one ma'aseh chesed alone to judge everything on, it could be sometimes people do a chesed because they feel bad. You know, it's a weakness. They feel bad for somebody else. It's not a riot. So ma'aseh toiv is not good enough. What did he pick? He picked giving water to the camels. Now, a camel needs a lot of water. A camel goes through the desert. And it has a place that they say it stores the water in the hump. I think that's a myth, but it stores a lot of water.
I was in Eretz Yisrael now.
Yeah.
And the person explained to us.
Yeah.
That it's fat in the hump.
Fat in the
hump. It's not
right.
Not from the...
Right. I once read that, but it does store a lot of water, right? So you got to give a lot of water to that camel. You have 10 camels over here, so that's a lot of work to ask a 3-year-old girl to do all that work. What's more, he had 10 healthy people coming with him. Eliezer himself was the keeper. And they're standing back like this, and they're watching. And she's busy running back and forth. And not stop running back and forth. She did a besimcha. And the pasuk says, it says in the pasuk, Vatorotz, Vatamaher, she did it with such as Jesus. A regular person in the Baal HaSeichel would say, well, they're asking me to do it. You have 10, you know, mamash, muscular people over here, and they're right there, and they're sitting and watching how she's doing everything. So that's a simon that she's not stam doing it because she feels bad. She's an emesdik balas chesed. She has an emesdik leiv toiv, and this is something that, you know, we come from her. We come from her. Yidna Rachmana by Shanu Gan Lechasad. We come from Rivki Yimenu. We have that in our genes, and that's something that we have to. We have to live up to. Vayhi kirois. No, so before that. Uvoze eida kiosiso chesed im adani. And with this I'll know that you did chesed with my master. So Meshech Chokhmah explains this pasuk, k'shtik al derech ha-emes, al derech ha-kabbalah. And he says the following, it's Yodua that Yitzchok is Midas Hagvur, Midas Hadur. Yitzchok is Midas Hagvur. When you blend Midas Hagvur with Midas HaChesed, it produces the middle Madrega, and that is Midas HaEmes, which is the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. He was a blend of Midas HaChesed and Midas HaGbur. So therefore, when he felt in Rivka this, the Midas HaChesed, he said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Lo Yozav Chasdoi Va'amitoi. Baruch Hashem, Hashem did not leave his chesed, as he provided me with the Midas HaChesed, and that in turn will lead to the Midas HaEmes. The mizuk of the two together, he sent the Midas HaChesed Alidei Rivka, that together with the Gvur of Yitzchak is going to produce the Midas HaChesed. And this is why, later on, it says, Batisa Rivka Eseinea Bateres Yitzchak, Batipo Me'al HaGamol. That was the overpowering Midas HaGvura, Midas HaDin of Yitzchak. She was Midas HaChesed. And this was like such an overpowering thing, so she fell off of the Gamol. Right? But Lamaisa, the blend of the two is what produced the Yaakov Avinu, which is the mizug of these two Midas. Vayhi kirois es hanezem ves hatzmidim. When he saw the nose ring and the bracelets, ukishama is divrei Rivka achoisai. And when he heard the words of Rivka, his sister, see, he ran towards Eliezer. So the Shalva HaKadosh has a very interesting explanation of what happened over here. Very interesting explanation that we on our own would not say it, but he explains what happened over here. He says, Lavan had two things. Number one, he was a tremendous Baal Taiva for Mammon. And number two, he was a tremendous Shakra, tremendous Rama. When he saw the Nezim and the Tzmidim, so he had a Taiva for Mammon. And when he heard Rivka, what she said over, he sensed right away that Eliezer was here for a shidduch. Ooh, Eliezer's here to make a shidduch with her. So it might involve money. Oh, he's gevaldik. So he went over to Eliezer and he tells Eliezer, you know, I understand you're interested in the shidduch. I'm the one to speak to over here. I'm the one that's in charge of her shidduchim. And if you give me a nice amount of money, I'll guarantee you that the shidduch is going to take place and everything will be good. If you don't give me the money, I'll do everything to shter it. But if you give me the money, so then I'm the main person over here that makes the decisions. His father was still alive, but that was the chelik of his sheker. I'm the one that makes the decisions. That's the rumors when it says, Sheshama l'divrei Rivka achoisa, he understood that it was an union of a shidduch over here. Eliezer promised him, he's talking, I'm going to give him a lot of money. If he takes care of the shidduch, I'll give you everything he wants. Now, why didn't the Torah say Eliezer promised him? Because it never came to being, right? Eliezer never meant it of the Emes. He was makayim the posig that it says in Tehillim, im tom ti tamon, then ikish tispatol. Eliezer was the Eved Avram, ha-moishel b'chol ha-shaloi. He understood very well who this guy is. Im tom ti tamon, im ikish tispatol. Oh, yes, sure. Oh, well, yes. How much do you want? Oh, yes, sure. My master Avram gave me loads of money. He's wealthy, you know. Shemberg is Avram, Bakal, he has everything. Sure, everything will be good, right? Oh, so Lavan hears this. He right away runs. He brings the man in. It means he's going to get money. He cleared out everything, cleared out all the Avodah Zarah, and he made him a nice bed with a nice room. And sure, he's waiting to get his shakhanas over here. So, and this is the reason why he spoke in front of his father. He didn't let his father say anything. He was afraid his father would ruin it. So he said, "May Hashem yotzei hadavar." Sure, this is finalized from Hashem. This is the way it has to be. When the shidduch was over with, so he sees that Eliezer took out, you know, presents, whatever, and to him and his mother, he gave McDonald's nice sweet fruits, dates, and whatever. Where's the shadchanis? And he sees that Eliezer has no. He has no intention of giving him any shatchanis or any money. So he was fooled. So now he had to try and undo it. So he said, Teisha la Naira. Let the Naira stay over here. No, Yamim, sir. Let her stay here. He was hoping that now he'll be able to undo the damage because he's not getting anything. Rivka understood her brother, the Ramesh. He says, whether you like it or whether you don't, I am going. Finished. So this was the picture of what happened over here, the way the Shalva HaKadosh, the way he explains the mice over here. Vatikach es hatzeir. She took the veil, vatiskos, and she covered herself. Vatiskos, Rashi says, loshen vatispo'er. doesn't say Vatichasas Atzma. Doesn't say she covered herself. Vatischos, she was covered. Loshen Hispael. And Rashi gives two examples. Kimo Vatikover and Vatishover. He was buried and he was broken. So if you learn the Rashi Stamazah, you think Rashi is teaching you Digdag over here. He's giving you examples of Hispael. But Rabbi Yeruchim said, Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz, the Chassad of the Kodesh Lebracha says, that Rashi is not merely giving you L'shoynes of Hispael. Rashi is telling you two oifanim that best depict this case over here of Vatiskos. Why does it say Vatiskos in the Lashon of Hispael? She was covered. Should have said Vatichasas Atzma. Why does it say Vatiskos? The answer is, that if it would be Vatichasas Atzma, it's mashma, she did it like willingly. She had a choice yeah, or she had a choice not. And she decided to cover herself as all Beretzayna to do. The Torah is telling us over here, Tznius was so ingrained in her. It was like it was done to her Bal Karch. It was like a natural reaction. It was an automatic Vatiskos. Right? It wasn't like she had a choice. She had a shaila, should I do it? Like she did it willingly with the Koyach HaBechira. It was so mushrish in her that Vatiskos is like somebody else did it to her. She was covered. So Rashi brings down two examples, Vatikover. Nobody wants to be buried. It's done against their will, right? Here, it was as if it was done against their will. Same thing with Vatishover. Nobody willingly gets broken, right? It's somebody else does it if it happens. And that's what happened over here. It was so muchrach by her. So muchrach that the Torah says in the Lashon of Hispael, as if somebody else did it to her. That's how great the Miyaz Hatznius was. Revelio Lopian says that the Tachlis of every Yid, it says, we say in the Kadesh Shemcha Ba'olam, Kishen Shemagdishim Ha'isoy B'Shmei Maran. What's the question? Why are we being Medam ourselves to the Malachim? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to serve you without a Kayach HaBechira. Just like the Malachim don't have really a Kayach HaBechira. Again, you find sometimes they're Rechoyte in some. But the Derech Klal, it says that by Malach, it doesn't say Levavchem, it says Lev. By us, it says Levavchem. Right? The double base, because we have two Yetzahor and a Yetzahor type. But by Malach, it doesn't say that. Right? Because a Malach does not have the Koyach HaBechir, he doesn't have a Yetzahor. So that's what we dab in Takhosh Baruch. And also, in Ahava Rabbah, we say, V'yachay v'slovavenu li'ahava u'lira shemecha. We want our hearts should be only designated to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw one of the Sforim brings down that in Shema Yisrael, it's one of the Kavanas to have in Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Besides, we think that we are dying Al Kiddush Hashem with the name of Hashem on our lips, but we want to lose our Kayach HaBechir, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'yachad Yisrovenu Li'ahava U'yir Hashemech. Azoi Zog Tzvel Yilavyan. This week the parsha ends off with Yishmael. Vayishkinu, his tribes, they dwelled in Nechavilo, Ashur, Asher al-Pnei Mitzrayim, Boyacho Ashur. As you approach Ashur, al-Pnei kol echov nofal. On the face of all of his brothers, he dwelled. The Torah uses the lashon of nofal. Now, Aturim says that this is the smichus between the last pasuk in this week's parsha and the Eila Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. When it will be mekuyim the pasuk that Yishmael falls, that's when the Eila Toldos Yitzchak, the descendants of Yitzchak, will rule. As David ben Yishai, who stems from Yitzchak, that's when he will rule. When there will be the nefilah of Yishmael, Yerushalayim should be zoiche, the kariv mamish to that time when Yishmael falls and will be zoiche to that aliyah of Eila Toldos Yitzchak. Have a good Shabbos.